This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A Greek station master is set to appear Thursday before a prosecutor to answer questions about the head-on collision between a passenger train and a freight train that killed at least 43 people and injured 85 more. The collision occurred late Tuesday near the city of Tempe, about 380 kilometers north of Athens. The station master will attempt to explain how a passenger train with over 350 people on board was allowed to run on the same line as a freight train for several kilometers. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visited the crash site yesterday. He said in a televised address that it appeared the cause was a tragic human error and promised a full investigation. The government declared 3 days of mourning beginning Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, Transportation Minister Kostas Karamanlis resigned, accepting responsibility for the accident. Karamanlis said the Greek railway system was not up to 21st century standards when he took office. Communities around the world emitted more carbon dioxide in 2022 than in any other year on records dating back to 1900. The International Energy Agency reported Thursday that emissions of the climate warming gas that were caused by energy production grew 0.9% to reach 36.8 gigatons in 2022. The mass of 1 gigaton is equivalent to about 10,000 fully loaded aircraft carriers, that's according to NASA. The rise in emissions was a result of air travel rebounding from the pandemic and more cities turning to coal as a low-cost source of power. But last year's level of emissions was still lower than experts had predicted. The IEA said increased deployment of renewable energy, electric vehicles, and heat pumps together helped prevent an additional 550 megatons of carbon dioxide emissions. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Republican bill to prevent pension fund managers from basing investment decisions on factors like climate change cleared Congress on Wednesday, setting up a confrontation with Democratic President Joe Biden, who is expected to veto the measure. Here's Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom.
The U.S. Senate voted 52-46 to adopt a resolution to overturn a Labor Department rule, making it easier for fund managers to consider environmental, social, and corporate governance, or ESG, issues for investments and shareholder rights decisions. Two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin and John Tester, voted with Republicans. Both face re-election in Republican-leaning states in 2024. Republicans claim the rule, which covers plans that collectively invest $12 trillion on behalf of 150 million Americans, would politicize investing by allowing plan managers to pursue liberal causes, which they say would hurt performance. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives passed the bill on Tuesday.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Washington, D.C.'s famous cherry blossoms are coming in early this year, AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
The trees are apparently confused about the changing climate.
Due to the warmer than average temperatures, the trees never reached their winter dormancy, which is the starting point for calculating when the blooms will emerge.
Jeff Reinbold with the National Park Service says the 3,700 cherry blossom trees in the city are expected to reach peak bloom earlier than expected between March 22nd and 25th. The city has experienced dramatic temperature swings. It hit 81 degrees one day last week. 2 days later, it snowed.
Our natural resource manager likened the trees this year, our indicator tree, to a teenager. There's a lot going on there right now.
Washington's cherry blossoms date back to 1912, a gift from the mayor of Tokyo, Ed Donahue, Washington.
In sports, one of the National Basketball Association's best players finally took the court with his new team Wednesday, AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Kevin Durant made his Suns' debut and helped them end the Hornets' five-game winning streak, 105-91. Durant scored 23 points on 10 of 15 shooting in the wire-to-wire win. He was playing for the first time in 7 weeks since suffering a knee injury while with the Nets. Devin Booker dropped in 37 points, while DeAndre Ayton added 16 with 16 rebounds in the Suns' seventh win in 10 games. Kelly Oubre Jr. led the Hornets with 26 points and Terry Rozier added 20, but Charlotte fell to 20-44. I'm Dave Ferry.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.